The College Experience Conference USA College Basketball Preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by MyBookie.ag. The MyBookie Turkey Day Free Play is back this Thanksgiving. That's right, up to a $250 free bet on the Texans-Lions game exclusively at MyBookie.ag. Promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Thrive Fantasy is a new daily fantasy sports app built specifically for player props. Download the app in the App Store and use the promo code SGP for an instant deposit match up to $50. That's thrivefantasy.com, promo code SGP. Sign up and prop up today. We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers, and they make it super easy for you to start your own sports book. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. Yes. Woo-wee. Welcome to the College Experience Conference USA College Basketball Preview for 2020-21. My name is Colby Swingin' Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And we're picking Conference USA action. Look, you gotta love the Conference USA. Start out everything like this, but still. This is a fun conference. Some of the most entertaining games from a season ago were played in this conference. Can't say that for every conference. I mean, there was a, who was it? Western Kentucky. And was it Marshall that just had just a back and forth crazy game. I feel like Western Kentucky had a few really crazy games, but this conference has been a pleasure to watch throughout the years. Dating back to the days where my Pirates of East Carolina used to be in the Conference USA. Same with Marquette and Louisville, but now it's a different conference. They're building, they're working forward. You know, they're moving forward. We're working forward. Sure. Let's say that. I love how I just say things that like, it sounds like a quote and it's not, I'm just totally spitballing here, but I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Let's go to the projections here. And this is part of our season long college basketball, our season preview edition where we're going through all the major or every conference in college basketball we will cover. And if you're a first time listener, we handicap every single Division I college basketball and college football game over at the College Experience. So you should subscribe. We're available on all platforms. Do it. Been over 500 picking every game. Each season we've been over 500. So that means college basketball for 4 years now. This is the fourth year. Each season. So 3 years ago, college basketball season, we're over 500. Me, NC Nick, Patty C, my normal co-host. All of us over 500. Then our locks way over 500. We've done that every single season, every single year for both college and or college football and college basketball. So that's why you want to tune in. All right. I'm going to give you a good breakdown, I think. And I think, you know, a lot of podcasts don't even really get into the thick of college football and college basketball. And that's why I want you to come in because I think we do. All right. All right. Starting off with the Conference USA, you gotta like this team. I really like this. I think they play this week. We'll see them at Louisville if all goes well and COVID doesn't kick our ass. Let's talk about the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers, one of the greatest names in all of sports, but the Hilltoppers, look, they were primed for a big year last year and injuries hit them. Still had a good season. Still were a tough out. Maybe they would have got into the NCAA tournament. I don't know. Maybe it was Louisiana Tech, but, I like, you know, Rick Stansbury. How can you not like him? If you followed SEC basketball or Mississippi State, this guy was part of the Eric Dampier days with the Bulldogs. He's been part of Mississippi State from 1990 to 2012. That is a guy who put in his time. And now he's at Western Kentucky, and I think he's really going to get this. I mean, he's already got the program going. Western Kentucky hasn't yet won a, they haven't been in the NCAA tournament since joining the Conference USA, but I think this is going to be the year. All right, you look at this lineup. I like legit think this is a team that could be a top 20 team. Really do. Really think this could be a dangerous team to play. Watch out Louisville next week. Starting off at the point guard, they're going to need him to play huge, but Lipscomb transferred. Lipscomb was just in the tournament just 2 years ago. Kenny Cooper at the point, just shy of 10 points a game back his last year playing college basketball. He sat out last year, but the year prior, 9.8 points a game, almost four boards and 4.5 assists and 2 steals per game. Gotta love that. And then you look at the rest of this team. I mean, I'm telling you, this team is a dangerous, dangerous team this year. Tavion Hollinsworth, senior. That's another thing. Starting five upperclassmen. Tavion Hollinsworth, senior. Just shy of 17 points a game, 4 boards, 3 assists, 1.3 steals. Defensively, this team is on it. All right. Then Josh Anderson at the 3 guard spot, senior. 10 points a game, 4 boards, 1 block per game, and 1.2 steals per game. Then you got Carson Williams. 14 points a guard, by the way, five year senior, 14 points a game, 6.6 boards, 1.1 steals and almost a full block. Gotta love that. Then the big man, Charles Bassey, 6'11" junior, 15 points a game, 9.2 boards, 0.8 steals. So almost a full steal. And then 1.6 blocks. Are you kidding me? This team is loaded with the starting five. Then on the bench, you break it in Luke Frampton, the Davidson transfer. When he was at Davidson in the A-10, he averaged 9.8 points per game. Also 0.8 steals. That's a good get for them. And then from last year, Jordan Rawls, who averaged 8 points a game. He's back for his sophomore season. Isaiah Cozart also on that bench. And then they're breaking in 2 freshmen and 1 JUCO transfer in Kevin Ossaway. This team is loaded, and I believe they have the pedigree. I think Stansbury is a really good coach. Give me Western Kentucky to get the Conference USA in the regular season and in the conference tournament. But you know, the conference tournament can be crazy. So just give me the regular season for sure. Stansbury doing a great job with the Hilltoppers. I'm excited. Remember the days when they had Chris Marcus, big man, Chris Marcus, even back in the mid 90s, I feel like Western Kentucky was a fucking really good mid major that could really, really give you a hard time. All right. At number 2 I'm watching my Jets just do a pick 6. Typical Jets. Number 2, I'm going to go to Denton, Texas, where I think Grant McCaslin doing a great coaching job. Grant McCaslin, I liked him at, what's crazy is he was at Arkansas State and he left for North Texas. Some would say that, well, I don't get it, but maybe because, I don't know, because he spent a lot of time as being an assistant in Baylor, perhaps wanted to stay back home in Texas, but watch out for North Texas this year. And by the way, I think North Texas opens up. I think they get like Arkansas in a week. I think they get Arkansas and Mississippi State within the next 10 days. Or 12 days or so. So keep an eye out on the Mean Green, but I like this. I mean, first off, Grant McCaslin, he's gotten so his 4 years as a head coach, year one, Arkansas State, 20-12. Then he leaves, takes a job at North Texas, 20-18 year one, 21-12 year two, 20-11 year three, they're primed. If there's going to be a team that pushes Western Kentucky to the limit, it's going to be the Mean Green. Now, one thing to know about North Texas, one of the slowest teams in the nation. They set up, they run, they use the clock to their advantage. I love that. And when you break down this team, the Mean Green, look, they're not, their starting five is not nearly as talented as Western Kentucky. But like I said, they have other ways to beat you. Stretching that clock, playing good defense, team ball. Javion Hamlin at the point guard's back, fifth year senior, 14.6 points a game, 3 boards, almost 5 assists and 0.7 steals. That's great. Then you're bringing in one of the top JUCO transfers in Mardrez McBride. When I say top, I think he was like top 50, maybe even top 60. So he's going to need to make an immediate impact, give him some points because they do lack scoring a little bit. James Reese at the other guard spot, just shy of 9 points a game. And he'll be accompanied by the forwards, Thomas Bell, 6.5 points a game, six boards essentially, and one steal per game. And then the big man, Zachary Simmons, at just shy of 9 points a game. Simmons is going to be essential to this run for the Mean Green this year. On the bench, look, they're breaking in three new freshmen, a JUCO transfer and Terrence Lewis the second, and then a lot of inexperience. I mean, a lot of like you have experience, but not really experience, if that makes sense. Jemiah Simmons, the fifth year senior, going to need to step up and really contribute on the bench. Maybe him, Jalen Jackson, Larry Wise, JJ Murray getting in there. They need him. But I trust McCaskin. I think he's a good coach, and I think the Mean Green are going to be a team to watch out for. If I'm Arkansas and Mississippi State, watch out if you're a fan of those. At my three spot, I'm going to take you to a team that might have won the conference last year, and that is Karl Malone's alma mater, the Bulldogs of Louisiana Tech. Look, I think Eric Conkle doing a decent job. Got to love Eric Conkle, by the way, going back to his days as an assistant at George Mason with Jimmy Larinaga. Also was an assistant at Miami with Jimmy Larinaga, but ever since he's taken over the Louisiana Tech program, he's been solid. Year one, he went 23-10. Year two, 23-10. Year three, they had a tough year, 17-16, still a winning season. Year four, 20-13. Year five, which I'm telling you, last year, I think they were 22-8. They were kind of primed to make a run to the tournament. It's a shame we didn't get to see it because of COVID, but the Bulldogs still are in a decent spot with Conkle. They return Amori Archibald at the point, just 11 points a game. You'd like to see his assist go up, just 2.3 assist, but they also bring back Caleb Ledoux and at 11.6 points per game, he's a scorer. And then Isaiah Crawford, so they're 8.3 points a game. I expect that to go up this year. Going to need Andrew Gordon and Kobe Williams to really step up on the scoring side of things. And Jacoby Pemberton at 7 points a game on the bench as a fifth year senior. And even Kristen Armstead Thomas on the bench. Those guys all need to contribute. They're back and they're upperclassmen on the bench. So they need to step up. They are breaking in three freshmen and a JUCO transfer in Jace Bass. But I like the Bulldogs. I think Bulldogs will be a tough out. So we'll see how that goes with them at the three spot. I want to tell you guys that the College Experience Conference USA preview is brought to you by mybookie.ag. Thanksgiving is about traditions like turducken with mashed potatoes and betting on football with mybookie's Turkey Day free play. MyBookie's third annual Turkey Day free play returns Thanksgiving Thursday. It's your chance to bet up to $250 risk-free on the early Thanksgiving Day game between the Texans and the Lions. The Turkey Day free play is a no risk, all gravy wager on the full game spread. So yeah, nothing adjusted, just the game spread. Pick the right team and you win. If your team loses and is upset, well, your bet of the $250 is refunded before the next afternoon game. New players will get their first deposit matched halfway up to $1,000 to help add even more excitement to the greatest football and greatest sports weekend of the year. That's right. Make your first deposit, get extra cash so you can use it on parlays, teasers, and props all weekend long, and use that promo code SGP in order to claim your bonus and your free bet. And the best part is that's only the beginning at MyBookie. MyBookie has promotions all holiday weekend long. So look, this is a great setup here. Turkey Day free play is Thursday, Thanksgiving. You know what I mean? That rolls into Black Friday boosted odds. And then the whole weekend finishes on Monday. Finishes the holiday. Like, this is a great send off from the holiday weekend. Is buy one, get one free Cyber Monday Night Football. Come on now. That's why at MyBookie they call football season winning season. Check it out now. No risk. All gravy, baby. Don't forget to use the promo code SGP to claim your freebies. Yeah, I mean, the hard part's picking the Lions and Texans. All right, figure that one out. I'm leaning Texans now. I think the episode before I was on Lions. I'm leaning Texans now. I feel like the Lions play better on Thanksgiving sometimes, though. Maybe I'm just full of shit. But anyway, At number four in the Conference USA, I'm going to take you down to look. Jeff Jones is coaching. I like some Jeff Jones action. He was at UVA back when they had Junior Burrow and Corey Alexander and all those guys. Courtney Alexander was on some of those teams too. Who was the other one? Who was the Curtis Staples? There's another guy that was nasty. Harold Dean, I think it was. And then he went to American University, got them two-time Patriot Coach of the Year, got them to the NCAA tournament. Talking Jeff Jones down at Old Dominion. Yeah, I think Old Dominion could be a dangerous team this year. They open up against Maryland. Watch out, Terps fans. All right, watch out. That's all I'm going to say. All right, would not shock me if the Terps got upset by the Monarchs to open the season up. And the main reason why I like them is A, they're starting five upperclassmen, but even their depth after that, they're like seven deep in upperclassmen, eight deep that have played on this team. So you look at it at the point, Malik Curry, 13.4 points a game, three boards, four assists, 1.1 steals. And you remember Old Dominion made the tournament not that far. They got killed by Purdue, I believe. At the two guard spot, Xavier Green, fifth year senior at 13 points a game, four boards, 2.6 assists, and just shy of one steal. Then you have AJ Oliver, redshirt junior, 11.3 points a game, five boards, almost a steal as well. And then Jason Wade Jr., 10.9 points per game, 5.5 rebounds, and 2.6 steals per game, killing it on the defensive side of the ball. And then you have the forward, Kalu Ezekpe. Now, 6.4 points per game. That's the one, the lone guy not averaging double digits, but five boards. He's going to need to step it up. And really, the knock on this team is perhaps they're a little undersized. That could be an issue against Maryland. But you look at the bench: Joe Reese Jr., six points a game a season ago, four boards. You get bringing in Austin Trice, the K-State transfer. He's a grad transfer too. So. And there's one thing I know about K-State is they can play some defense. Then Makai Long transferring in from Rhode Island. Jalen Hunter at 2.3 points per game. I mean, he was on ODU last year. So, and then you're breaking in two freshmen and a grad transfer from the D2 ranks and David Strother. This team's good. I think they're going to be a tough out all year long. Excited to watch the Monarchs. I know a lot of publications have them much further back, 6-7. Sometimes eight, but I like the Monarchs in this spot. I like them ahead of Marshall. I know a lot of people like Marshall because they overachieved last year, but Marshall never great defensively, and that's we'll get more into that in a second here when I preview them. But I think ODU is going to be a better team than Marshall this year. I think they're going to push. I think they'll push almost everybody. I think Western Kentucky has a pretty big divide on the rest of the conference, but I think. I think Old Dominion will be able to play with the likes of anybody for the most part, short of Western Kentucky probably. And even that, I think it wouldn't shock me if they were to play the Hilltoppers close. All right, at my five spot, I'm going to take you to Huntington, West Virginia, and Mike D'Antoni's brother, Dan D'Antoni, who's been there for this is year seven. He led Marshall to that big conference or big March Madness win over Wichita State. And I forget who was that was hitting threes from like half court, but I like this Marshall team. And if you preview this Marshall team, you'll there's a lot of optimism as to why Marshall could be a real player, and a lot of reasoning why they could be a real player in the conference this year. I think they will be. I just think that this conference is about four deep, maybe five. They bring back, four scorers essentially. Gerard West, 14.2 points a game, the senior point guard, 4.1 assists, 2.0 steals. I mean, come on. Him and Andrew Taylor make up a pretty dynamic backcourt. Taylor, a redshirt sophomore, 10 points a game, five boards, just shy of 1.8 steals. And then Tavion Kinsley, the three guard lineup there. Tavion Kinsley, the junior, 16.4 points per game. He's the leading scorer in the team. 1.1 steals, five boards, four assists. This guy gets it done. And then Jansen Williams, that's the one, fifth year seniors, just 7 points a game. But I like the experience there. 1.6 blocks also. And then Iron Bennett at 9.1 points per game. This starting five is really good, actually. Can they really do? I mean, and they actually aren't as bad as a defensive team as his brother's teams traditionally are in the NBA. On the bench, you got Michael Byers, Darius George, and Marco Saranac. Milanovic. I think you have a lot of reason to think this team is really good. They were one of the youngest teams in the nation the season ago, went 17-15. But I think this team could be a player too. I just think ODU is going to be, I think, look, when I say Marshall, oh, they're fifth, that's not a diss. I think this conference is, I'm going to say it's five deep. There's, to me, I think Western Kentucky is cut and dry above everybody else. And then from North Texas to Marshall, I think then you draw a line after Marshall. And then after that, you'll get to my sixth rated team, which is the Miners of UTEP, led by Rodney Terry in year three. Rodney Terry and the Miners, he gets Bieniemy from Oklahoma. I was kind of surprised. I know he had a down year last year, but Bieniemy, I was impressed a lot of times watching him at Oklahoma. He gets him as a grad transfer. So he's going to be playing right away for the Miners. And I think that could be a huge addition for UTEP. Bieniemy, once again, his uncle is Eric Bieniemy, the offensive coordinator of the Kansas City Chiefs and the former head coach former running backs coach of UCLA, Colorado. I think the Vikings played in the NFL for the Chargers and the Bengals and the Eagles. Anyway, talking about Jamal Bieniemy though, the grad transfer, actually, no, he just sat out last year, didn't he? He's not a grad transfer. That's crazy. How did he get that waiver? I don't know, but he was at Oklahoma. I was impressed with him. But 2 years ago, I was actually really impressed with him. Last year, I thought he kind of had a setback. Maybe that's what it was. Did he miss last year? No, he played last year. 5.2 points per game, 4 boards, 2.5 assists, 1.1 steals. I think his stat line is going to be much better at UTEP. I don't know why it went down so much last year with Lon Kruger's bunch, but then they have Solely Boom at the 2-guard spot. They're just shy of 13 points per game, 2 assists, almost a full steal. And then you bring in the Xavier transfer, Keontae Kennedy. You got to figure he's better than his two points represent. He's a sophomore too. So I think Keontae Kennedy could be an impact player right away. And then they return 5th-year senior Bryson Williams at just shy of 18.7 boards a game. Also one block and one steal per game. This team could be a dangerous team to play. I'm wondering what they're going to do big man wise. Are they going to go with F.A. Odighi? Probably, I would assume, or maybe they go Eric Vila, the redshirt senior. And also they were waiting on some waivers to go through. I'm assuming they got the pat NCAA's really hasn't blocked much. So I'm assuming Christian, how do I say this one? Soland. I'm probably butchering that. Georgia Tech transfer. And also they get the big one here, the Christian Agnew, from North Alabama, where he averaged 13 points a game. That's one that's going to be vital to this Miners team. But I think you look at that team, the starting five could be really good. Give me the UTEP Miners at the, six? Yeah, six. And then I'm going to take you to Andy Kennedy. Remember Andy Kennedy from Ole Miss? Well, now he's with the UAB Blazers. So I'm going to give you UAB at the 7th spot in Birmingham. And it's going to be really interesting to see how fast he can make a difference. There were some good years he had at Ole Miss. I felt like, I don't know, I guess it was time, but he's had some success there. He brings in a ULM transfer in Michael Ertel, who averaged 16 points a game, a Georgia Southern transfer, Quan Jackson, who averaged just shy of 14 points a game. Those guys should be immediate, players contributing to this team. Also a Clemson transfer in Trey Jameson. I don't know about him, but the other two, look, if you can do that in Sunbelt, I think you can do that in the Conference USA. I don't think it's that big of a jump, but he also returns Jalen Benjamin at the point guard spot, 12 points a game. And also Taven Lovin, 13.2 points per game, 5 boards, 2 assists, 1.3 steals. This guy's a player. So Jameson's going to be a question mark from Clemson. Hopefully he can make a different 7-footer though. And then Kasim Nicholson, maybe this team could be dangerous even because they even have Tyreek Scott Grayson coming in 10 points a game on the bench. And then when you add Quan Jackson, perhaps Andy Kennedy can get them going. So it'd be great to see UAB back in the big dance. Haven't been since what? I think 2015. Interesting team to watch though. I'd actually say circle this one as a team to watch, cause I think if he can get them going, this team has a big upside. Going to be interesting to watch the Blazers. I know my guy, welcome to UAB, will be excited to hear that. Moving down the line, let's go to Charlotte, North Carolina, the 49ers and Ron Sanchez, who was hired after they fired Mark Price. What, I think mid season, right? Charlotte. And I think Charlotte opens up with Tennessee. That'll be an interesting, well, Tennessee should roll, but it'll be an interesting matchup. We'll be able to see from the 49ers if they got any potential to make a run in this conference. They returned Jordan Shepherd, whoever, he's a fifth year senior, 14 points a game. Also Jameer Young at 12 and a half points a game. The backcourt should be solid. They get a Dayton transfer with Matos. Hopefully he's a grad transfer, Jerry Matos. Hopefully he can make a big difference. Jared Garcia, the big freshman that they're penciling in the start. That's one you want to circle. It'll be vital to their success. Also Milos Sopica at the big man spot, 5.5 points per game. And then they got a Washington State transfer that should be coming in, Marvin Cannon. Perhaps he can make a difference. You look at this team, I think there's a pretty big jump. I think like UAB, Old Dominion, Marshall, UTEP, I think they all have a lot more potential than Charlotte. But I've been wrong before, so maybe the 49ers can do this thing. All right. Yeah. So when you look at that team, they're breaking in a lot of new players. You know, obviously coach entering you at year three. So perhaps maybe he can turn a corner here. But I got the 49ers finishing at 8. All right. Now, before I get to number 9, I want to tell you the guys that the College Experience is brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Come prop up on Thrive Fantasy this season. Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy sports app for player props. With Thrive, you can eliminate the countless hours of research and focus on only the top tier athletes that have the biggest impact on the game. If it's NFL, you choose 10 of the available 20 player props to build your lineup. If it's PGA, MLB, esports, you choose 5 of the available 10 player props to build your lineup. Each prop is assigned a fantasy value for both the over and the under based on how likely it is to hit the most props, rack up the most points to win a share of the prize pool. Thrive has over $50,000 in guaranteed prizes weekly and is awarded over $1.6 million in cash prizes. Use the promo code SGP when you sign up today and you'll receive an instant match up to $50 on your first deposit. And that thing has a 4x rollover. So download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store, or Google Play Store, or by visiting their website, www.thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and prop up today. And don't you forget that promo code SGP. Where are we at here? Where are we at? We were just talking Charlotte basketball. Now let's just have some fun and take you to San Antonio. All right. To the Riverwalk, where we can talk about the Roadrunners of UTSA. I think they open up. I think they're if memory serves me correct, I think they're hosting Oklahoma. Isn't maybe they're at Oklahoma, but from the start, Javon Jackson, he's back. And this dude can light it up. Just shy of 27 points a season ago. 6 boards, 1.4 steals. You want to talk about just a truly electric player. He could just Oklahoma could lose to him by himself. But then you add in Keaton Wallace back at the 2-guard spot, who averaged just shy of 19 points per game, just shy of 5 boards a game, 1.3 steals. You got a dynamic backcourt. If anything, I think UTSA could surpass Charlotte. Actually, you know what? I'm going to change it. I'm going to take UTSA at the 8 spot, Charlotte at the 9 spot. I am going to make that change. I think UTSA is in a better spot. UTSA coached by Steve Henson entering year five with the Roadrunners and counting on a nice, Nevada transfer, Eric Parrish, grad transfer coming in, see how he plays at the, he's projected to be a starter. And then you mix in Adrian Rodriguez at the four spot, who definitely, I'm surprised. I would think Luka Barisic might be that guy that starts, but if not Adrian Rodriguez, one of the two will start for the Roadrunners. But Barzic averaged 6.6 points a game, Rodriguez 1.7 a season ago. And then Jacob Germany at the big man spot for 5.5 points a game, five boards. Look, if they can just get any, can, you know, anything from the, any of those guys, this team could really be exciting to watch. On the bench, like I said, Barzic or Rodriguez, one of them will be on the bench. And then Eric Kuzumbel, 4.2 points a game. Him at the guard spot is essential to back up those guys. They got a Houston transfer. They're still waiting on a waiver. Cedric Alley Jr. Perhaps he could be a strong contributor. Three freshmen and then Phoenix Ford, a redshirt junior. Perhaps he could, you know, he's a backup forward. So, hey, I like this Roadrunner team. I think this Roadrunner team could be fun. I'm going to watch that. I'm going to make sure I record that Oklahoma game. Then at the nine spot for me, I will. So I went, I know. So eight UTSA, nine Charlotte at the 10 spot. Oh man, what has happened? What has happened in Murfreesboro? This, I know the days of them upsetting Michigan State, I think, are long gone, but the Blue Raiders, they're coming off a tough year. They're coming off a really tough year, but hey, it's a brand new team. What I think, what are we looking at here? Nick McDevitt is entering year three. First two were tough. First two were tough. Can he get anything going here in Murfreesboro? Remember how good they used to be? They had some great tournament teams. I think 2 years, right? Weren't they good 2 different years in the tournament? If memory serves me correct. Last year they finished eighth in the conference. That's not too good, but perhaps they could do it again this year. Maybe they get a little love. Maybe they get some stuff together. They got a slew of transfers coming in, as a lot of these teams do. Counting on Dontrell Schuler, the Charleston Southern transfer, who averaged 18 a game at Charleston Southern. They also got a Dayton transfer in Jordan Davis, who averaged just shy of 10 a game at Dayton. It's a shame he didn't stay there. They return Donovan Sims at the point, Jace Jackson and Tyson Jackson. Sims and Jace Johnson are pretty good players, but then comes the, like I said, the slew of transfers. They're waiting on Jared Coleman Jones's waiver from Northwestern. Aside from that, I think we do know Elias King from Mississippi State is on this team, where he'll be project. I imagine he'll be on the bench. Brian Coffey from North Florida. Here's one or two that might start. DeAndre Dishman from Eastern Kentucky averaged 11.7 points per game, six boards, almost a full steal, and almost a full block. I think he'll start right away. How could he not be penciled in the start? Also, Jalen Jordan from St. Francis for 15 points a game. So they went heavy on the transfer out. Hard to get a true feel for this team, but you look and I see some talent there. So if they can get it together, they'll be a fun watch. I think they get somebody opening night. That's, who was it? They get somebody. I can't remember right now, but yeah, the Blue Raiders would be my 10th team. And I would say this after 10, that's probably, yeah, I would say, I think it goes to a different tier now. I think then from 11 to 13, it goes to a different tier. And then at the 14th spot, you have one horrible team. So at my 11th spot, I'm going to take you to the airport. That is Florida International Airport. Talk about those Panthers having a tough season on the football side of things right now. So perhaps them in basketball can make it work. I'm a skeptic though. I am a skeptic. You look and you get Antonio Day back. That's big. 11 points per game, just about, five assists, three boards, 1.8 steals. That's the guy. It's going to be key on your team. He's the oil to make that engine run. Him, Tevin Brewer, Isaiah Banks should make a decent backcourt. You got to like the fact that all five players projected started are upperclassmen. Eric Lovett, 9 points again, just shy 9 points a game. And then the big one here, the question mark is Sadiq Katia from the transfer from St. John's. How much of an impact can he make at FIU? And then also the transfer from UT Arlington, Rashad Davis at UT Arlington, which is a decent program. They average 8.5 points per game, 6 boards. So perhaps those two are huge to get. Bringing in a couple JUCO transfers also. And then Cameron Corcoran, 6 points a game a season ago. They actually have a little bit of depth here. So I think FIU, probably the best of my bottom four teams. So give me the Panthers at number 11. At number 12, I'm going to take you to beautiful, where are we at here? Where's my number 12 team? Hattiesburg, Mississippi, where just coaches are going left and right. Jay Ladner's squad entering year two. It wasn't that long ago. Southern Miss was making what NCAA tournaments, huh? Remember when they used to have, I don't know how old our listeners are, but I remember the days when they had Clarence Weatherspoon. And then they had Larry Fedora in football. Who am I thinking? Larry Estonia. What's the Iowa State coach that got caught drinking? I'm drawing blanks right now, but hey, Southern Miss actually, I mean, talk about a team that doesn't bring back much experience, but with a couple players like LaDavius Drain and Tyler Stevenson, they got two really good players coming back. They're starting 4 or 5 upperclassmen. And with Drain and Stevenson, I think they'll keep you in some of these games. Counting on Jay Malone to have a big season at the point guard spot, and then Tay Hardy at the JUCO transfer. That's going to tell the season right there, that backcourt. And after that, like I said, they're breaking in a ton of JUCO transfers, ton of freshmen. So counting on Tyler Mormon, a Wyoming transfer, maybe Angel Smith's to give them some depth. But yeah, this team, it's really hard to get a read when you don't have that much returning and then just tons of freshmen and JUCO transfers. So yeah, I'm going to project that the Southern Miss Golden Eagles finish at number 12. Before I get to number 13, I want to tell you the college experience is brought to you by Ace Per Head. You ever thought about starting your own sports book, but don't know how? Well, guess what? Ace Per Head is here to help you start your own sports book. They'll provide you with an all-inclusive professional betting site with all the lines updated to the second and wagers graded immediately. They also have top-notch customer support going 24/7, and they have some of the sharpest lines in the industry. Plus, Ace Per Head offers live betting and an amazing mobile experience. Get started today. And Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free. Just go to aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. Yes, yes, yes. Rounding out the Conference USA, I'm going to take you to Boca Raton or the Florida Atlantic Owls. Who? Hey. This team actually has more depth than FIU. I just think FIU has more talent because they returned like eight players from a season ago, led by Jalen Ingram at the forward spot, 12 points, 5 boards, 1 steal a game. If they can get anything out of Blackshear and Winchester at the guard spots, who, you know, I think were reserves a season ago. But point guard Michael Forrest is back, 9 points a game, 1.1 steal. Even the big man, Carlos Sillins, 8 points a game, 3 boards. He could be a big contributor. It's going to be up to that backcourt, really. Forrest, I think, can play, but Blackshear, Winchester got to up their points. Even Sillins got to get a little bit better on the scoring front, rebounding front as well. On the bench, they're going to also need, I don't know, is it Carrington McCaskill? Kapiti, Niang, one of those guys got to step up besides those freshmen. Maybe that Minnesota transfer, BJ Greenlee, if he gets that waiver, maybe he can be that contributor. But give me FAU at the 13th spot. And at the 14th spot, I think there is a gap. I think there is a gap because I think this team is not very good. I'm talking about the Rice Owls, 2 Owls in a row. Their leading returner from a season ago is Chris Mullins. I don't believe there's any relation to Chris Mullin there. But Mullins did average 7.3 points a game a season ago. Their top scorer returning is him. Him and Quincy Olivari, sorry, I can't fucking read, 6 points a game. That's your backcourt. That's going to be essential. The rest, you figure out. Transfers, Trey Clark from Furman, grad transfer, 3.3 points a game. Can he make an impact? Utah Valley transfer in Havsa, 3 points a game there. Can he make an impact? Texas Tech transfer, on to go. You got to think he's going to be able to do something in this conference. Boise State transfer in Abercrombie, 1.4 points a game there. And then the VMI transfer, and this guy actually, they're waiting on a waiver, I believe, for both of the previous names here. Travis Evie. This guy averaged like 13 points a game at VMI. I know VMI is a bad school in basketball, but if he can contribute, maybe the Owls can move up a few spots and really pull some upsets or something. But until I see it, I won't believe it. So give me Rice to finish dead last in the Conference USA. Rice coached by Scott Pera. Entering year four, so big year for him. But yeah, I got them finishing last. All right, guys, this is the College Experience Conference USA preview. As I mentioned before, if you're a first-time listener, we are available on all platforms. Yes, every place you can listen to podcasts at. Check out the College Experience. Subscribe. We handicap every single Division I college basketball and college football game. Been doing it for over 3.5 years, all right? Over 500 on all of our picks each season. And our locks are way over 500. We release the spreadsheet over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com with all of our picks. We also tweet these things out. And guess what? We don't charge for picks. We won't charge for picks. All right. Cause I don't believe in it. All right. All I ask is I do believe in kindness, and I hope that you get over to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. I mean, there's a fucking pandemic going on. Everyone's sitting in their house. The least you can do is go over to iTunes and give us a 5-star review and say some good things about us, because oftentimes that's how we get our sponsors. Sponsors like to look at the comments. They want to see fans engaged and talking about this podcast. So if you do that, then one of our sponsors would, or perhaps a sponsor we don't even know, would come and look and say, "Hey, it seems like people like these fucking morons. Let's give them some money." And then you get more episodes, more content. And yeah. Another thing is, do you guys play DraftKings? Because guess what? Me and NC Nick, one of my co-hosts, we do a DraftKings college football lineup every Thursday. And guess what? That's going to translate to college basketball as well. So come play DFS with us. All right, let's knock it out. It's a fun time. It's only a couple bucks to play against us and a bunch of the other DGen nation, but also we give you a lineup that you can play in the real world, where you could win some huge money. Like one of our guys here at the company, Sean Stack in the Money Green, he won 200K playing DraftKings. I almost won 10K a week ago. Ended up, I was like 5 minutes away from winning. I was like 8 minutes away from winning 10K. I was in third place like the whole fucking day. Ended up walking with 280. Big difference. But hey, still, I gave away that same lineup on there. So come play with us. I'm at the Colby D on Twitter. And actually, if you write that 5-star review, take a screenshot and tag me at the Colby D on Twitter. And I'll tell you what, I'll send you a College Experience t-shirt. How great is that deal? Yeah. NC Nick, who I talked about, who does the DFS pod with me, he's also writes a lot of great articles at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. He's on Twitter at NC_NICK. Give him a follow. Patty C, the former JMU Duke defensive back who picks all the games with us. He's on Twitter at PattyC831. Give him a follow. We are part of the Sports Gambling Podcast. They're on Twitter at the SGP Network. Give them a follow. And yeah, this is the College Experience, Conference USA style. You need to start thinking about yours. And we out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.